This is a James Poe Artistry Consultant Moment. Hi, Perceptive Readers. This is James Lynch, and here is a spiritual thought. Because of the simple fact, it goes deeper than what we normally talk about, and that's why I'm going to be brief. But, you know, I feel strongly about this still in my conscience. And it really goes like this. Why in the world have so many people been fooled that they have to accept the parameters of what Satan's game is, or BS game? Let me ask it again. Why in the world has so many people been fooled that they have to accept the parameters of Satan's game, or BS game? You see, there's still just this view that Satan and all his minions can just keep on doing all sorts of injustice towards persons who are God's people or learning about God. And then they'll reply every time the person yells for justice, cries for justice, whether they're a man, woman, or even a widow or orphan, all they can do is just fall back on, I'm talking Satan minions, is this. Well, just like they said to Jesus, if you're the son of God, or if you're a servant of God, or if you love God, save yourself. See, that's basically what they're saying. And what I'm here to point out to you right now is this. It's not even in the same context as the way they try to make it sound. The whole point is, we already learned from Jesus that you're not supposed to put God to the test. And then other persons will go to either Micah or Malachi, talks about the scriptures that mention where God said, put me to the test. But remember, I told you, those are two different situations. But, you know, Satan won't never make that clear. So the point that I'm putting to you now is when Satan and his minions are really attacking you, and then even took their attack or their reasoning to other God-fearing people saying, well, if it's a servant of God, they should be able to do it all on their own. But see, that's not the way the Christian congregation was set up in the first place. Why was it set up? To have fellowship, to have even support. Yes, emotional and monetary support when necessary. And that's the fact of the matter. Or else, everybody could have stayed in those patriarchal system. Now, with that being said, remember, that still doesn't mean that we encroach upon other persons' rights in this spiritual family type arrangement. What I am saying, as I told you before, if a responsibility of a citizen is to report crimes, you see, that could be committed against a person through robbery or assault, then how much so or higher the ones who claim to be of God's family? How many people would sit up there and take the immediate family that they belong to and would sit there knowing my brother or my sister right here is being stolen from? You see, you just don't do that. You don't do that in that core family nucleus. Okay. Now, so with that being said, see, these same persons using Satan's reasoning, they'll try to even go to a close-knit family and make it seem like that any type of request or support that you even ask of that nucleus family shouldn't be given to you. You see? So he is still setting the parameters, even trying to circumvent, once again, or null and void, what God's word says a Christian and even a nucleus of a family Christian should do for one another between support and, yes, even communication. But I told you what I've noticed in all this BS type of stuff. They like to leave out the spirit behind something God was doing and had the total 100% knowing exactly what he was doing to some man-made, what I would call Dr. Spock reasoning. I'm talking Dr. Spock literally, you know, where he had talked about child rearing and things of that nature. So that's what I want to bring out to you really is this. You know, sometimes persons will try to reason with you in order to allow abuse and for them to suffer. And the reality is they're using their reasoning. They're using their philosophy. They're using their background or experience. And the reality still is, it's like, hey, look, I'm trying to live the Christian faith now. I'm striving to learn about what Jesus did, why Jesus got to that frame of mind. And that does not coincide with that same type of reasoning. You see, it doesn't coincide with the reasoning of God about not to put him to the test. Because, you know, Satan put God to the test all the time. But Jesus shows Satan, you're not supposed to do that. So I just wanted to make you aware that continue to pursue good and do not let the philosophies of today's world affect you still on what is really the right thing to do still in principle. You see, what is the right thing to do in principle? Okay. And I want to tell you one more thing about the children. See, never, and I'm saying this, parents love your children love your parents. But I'm telling you right now, do not, and I'm thinking about the spirit of Ezekiel chapter 18. I believe that's where it was at, where Jehovah God was talking, you know, one time where he was just saying that, you know what? The children are not going to suffer for the sins of the father and the or the parents and the parents are not going to suffer for the sins of the children. See, that there was a time period coming. Now, one thing for sure, we're certainly in a time period just like that, where we're standing on our own relationship with Jehovah God. So with that being said, one of the ways that parents have been turned in before, you know, I'm referencing Nazi Germany, is through the programming, propaganda and programming, even in school systems, they were having the children even turn on their parents. Now, I don't have the reports on exactly how some of the parents dealt with it. I just know some of the reports parents were picked up off of something that they could have even been joking about. And the child just misconstrued or what have you, but certainly went to school the next day and reported there. You see what I'm talking about? That is not being a child of that parent. You see, that child, mine, has already been taken. We'll go deeper, but I won't. That'll give you something to meditate on. So show support. Show support. Listening to other parameters that really contradict what the freeness and givingness and love, the law of love of God is, I'd rather take the law of love from God. Okay? Have a wonderful day for self-to-readers. Take care.